Professor of News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. American and Ukrainian officials will meet again on Thursday in hopes of ending the war. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
As the war enters its fifth year, a Ukrainian delegation is set to hold talks with U.S. envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner. The meeting precedes another round of trilateral talks with Russia sometime next week. The U.S. push for peace has already brought Russia and Ukraine to the table this year, but the talks have produced no breakthroughs. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Federal agents in Los Angeles are searching the home and office of Alberto Carvalho, the head of the nation's second-largest school district.
TV news footage showed agents in FBI shirts and jackets outside Carvalho's modest home in the San Pedro neighborhood. A person familiar with the probe says it's part of an ongoing investigation. At the beginning of the school year, Carvalho told CBS News it was clear that amid federal immigration crackdowns, there was a lot of fear in families that he described as having fragile immigration status. He said the district was working with a number of cities to develop and implement a set of rapid awareness and communication protocols and doing what they could to lessen fear among parents. The nature of the investigation was not immediately clear. I'm Jennifer King.
National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orovec says the extended forecast anticipates two new fronts to bring more snow, beginning with the first in the next couple of days.
And that'll be pushing eastward into the East Coast by late in the weekend. That actually sets the stage for a potential another storm, maybe Monday into Tuesday, anywhere from the Midwest, Lower Lakes area into the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 307 points. The NASDAQ rose 288. The S&P 500 index advanced by 56 points. This is SRN News. The Department of Defense fires a teacher.
Fort Bragg in North Carolina has several schools, including Mildred B. Poole Elementary. A substitute teacher who used to work there has been fired after pronouncing himself a, quote, transgender wolf and wearing a tail and a collar in class. Parents complained, and some children at the elementary school said they were afraid of the teacher. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the man has been banned from the base. Michael Harrington reporting.
Christians and other religious minorities in Sudan may be the victims of genocide. That's the conclusion of a report by a United Nations fact-finding team that's just returned from the African nation. It concludes that the Rapid Support Forces, a rebel group battling for control of Sudan, has carried out a coordinated campaign of destruction against non-Arab communities in and around El Fasher, the hallmarks of which point to genocide. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Warner Brothers Discovery says Paramount has raised the price of its takeover offer to $31 per share. That potentially sets the stage for a fresh bidding war with Netflix over the future of the Hollywood giant. The company previously offered $30 per share when it first went directly to Warner stakeholders. Samsung has unveiled its latest Galaxy smartphones, which boast an even bigger toolbox of artificial intelligence technology than the previous two generations. It also introduces a new privacy shield that blocks Snoopy bystanders from sneaking a peek at your screen. President Trump used his first State of the Union address to talk about a booming economy and falling prices. It also goes along with yesterday's conference board report that showed consumer confidence grew by about 3% this month. At the close on Wall Street, the Dow was up 307 points, NASDAQ up 288. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.